This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So house rules, like, pretty basic. Sean just wants me to like run through.
Okay.
Just like the basic stuff. Have fun for sure. Make a mess, go crazy. But do like clean up afterwards.
Okay.
Like, it's kind of like a leave no trace policy here. You can flush anything.
Okay.
It's not one of those places that's like weird about like what you like,
what we flush.
Don't flush
okay.
this type of whatever.
Yeah.
You can flush whatever you want. Just like let him know he has been playing around with like what you can flush.
Okay.
And so he will want to know, just itemize it, you know. And
is voice note okay?
There's a dry erase board in there.
Okay.
And so like don't flush that, but like
right.
No.
Like you can flush it, but I guess like get a new one.
Okay. And then it sort of has to start the research over because it's like it's gone at that point.
I guess then do a voice note for what was on the board.
Okay.
So you can recreate it,
but then add dry erase board.
Gotcha. Don't have like an Amazon wish list or something like that that we could just click, or do we have to physically go in person and grab them?
He does have an Amazon wish. I mean, like, yes, but that's all stuff that like he will want to be flushed immediately.
Okay. So, gotcha.
Like, like stuff that he's been kind of curious about whether it'll go down.
And is this like a continuation kind of like the will it blend sort of thing, or is it just like his own sort of separate?
He doesn't know about that. He doesn't know about any shows or movies
okay.
or anything.
Okay.
Like this, he just wants to see what
stuff can flush.
Well, I think that's like a TikTok. Is that off the table as well, sort of for knowledge base?
I don't think this is for anything else other than it's like very and he doesn't want anyone to be there when he's doing it, you know? And so like he gets like shy if there's other people in there with him.
Oh, well, yeah, he's so shy.
Yeah.
Copy. I haven't met him, so this is good to know.
And yeah, and he said you aren't going to.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I
was curious. I thought I saw him leaving, but I haven't seen him in person, so I wasn't sure if it was like
he did leave. It is you in a way, but like
that's hard to hear.
He has he said he wouldn't be able to keep his New Year's resolution if he were here today, which is a commitment to nonviolence.
But it's
more of a Matt thing.
Yeah.
May I ask for clarification on that?
There's just this sense that you are like having performed with. Okay. So the way it works with Sean and Matt is
it's on site.
It's on site, but it's never Matt that is like essentially the victim. It's whoever is next in Sean's life. You know what I mean?
I see. It's like 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, but 1 degree of Matt Apodaca.
And it follows. Yes. Yeah.
And yes. It follows.
It's
as
like
well.
Builds up and builds up, and then it's whoever it like lays eyes on next is like. Is he puts him on the mat is
I
how
understand.
He is how he thinks of it. And so that commitment like this year is very powerful.
So this New Year's resolution is coming to an end. It's not sort of like an early start.
No, it's like he feels like the interaction with Matt today would potentially carry over his violence, the spree he would go on into the new year.
I understand.
The last time, and this was tough because I was in Sean's presence this year.
Yeah,
and I was here with Wysocki actually, and he
Jacob Wysocki. I mean, like you know, like we know he's sure. He's like a well known enough guy.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't think like everyone here is like, oh, Wysocki is like he's awesome. I like him.
Yeah,
but, like I don't think we're just like dropping Wysocki.
Okay.
We
all
everyone.
Like him.
We all.
He's awesome.
At minimum, like him.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
But I don't, you know, I just like, let's explain to
Jacob Wysocki.
Yeah, Jacob Wysocki and like, yeah, who he is and stuff.
Yeah, he's an improviser, comedian, actor.
Improv, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy, huh? It's crazy
right now. It's kind of crazy right now.
And Vic, I mean,
this is what... I think it kind of depends, personally.
Talk about that a little more.
Well, I honestly always view improv mostly as an acting exercise.
Okay.
So I think personally for me, it's about, it's like an onion, it's unveiling truth, right?
Yeah.
And so at its core—
This is the new vibe, huh?
What do you mean?
It's just different from when I was coming up.
What were you guys doing?
We would get in, like—
When was that, the 70s?
So we, yeah, it's the 1990 70s.
Old ass.
Thanks very much.
That's so crazy. I was like three.
I know. I mean, and it is generational, right? And I understand, like, you make room for new ways of doing things. And so the way I see it is—
Thank you for making a lot of room for us, too.
No, absolutely.
I didn't even know you did improv, actually.
That is what, and I was doing it for you at the time, and I knew I was doing that.
Yeah, that's
like,
good.
I was very, very conscious of what I was leaving for the next generation.
Great.
And we were, like— We thought of it like it was a job, right? We were very like lunch pail about it. We were like going down in the mines. We had our little like
shiny, sandwiches like, or so.
Like, yeah, we were like sitting out on the beam, just horking sandwiches. But we didn't give a shit about the money, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And so then, like, honestly, then Matt shows up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he sees.
Well, like, there we can agree.
Yeah.
Right.
At some point, Matt shows up.
Yeah.
It's undeniable.
There was improv. There's improv now, and there was improv before, but we can all agree that at some
that
point
when
I showed up.
He was there, improv was not happening.
Yeah.
That's like, he killed it.
Yes.
He straight up, like, in attempting to commercialize it
yes.
the way he did.
Yes.
With, I mean, there was his idea. He called it improv all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is like very reminiscent. I guess he thought that like improv everywhere is like an East Coast thing that only like West Coast people wouldn't know about.
I thought
so
it was proprietary.
Like, I have this idea called improv all over the place.
Yeah. Theater teams, like theater sports, a straight rip of theater sports called theater teams.
Yes. Yeah, no, I was always, I don't want to spend any time in court. So I was just really trying to find a way to sort of like make it my own thing, but reminiscent enough. You know, I could have gone all the way and called it, you know, not improv everywhere, an improv everywhere parody or something like that. If I was really trying to.
Well, it also feels like improv nowhere was right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, fuck. Yeah, I hadn't even. Okay. I can't. That's huge for me right now.
Like, it's all about making money. No, like, way of actually doing so.
No, I remember I had a general at one point, and I walked into this office, and I wrote improv on a whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
And then I wrote an S after the end of it, and then two lines through it to make it a dollar sign. That was kind of my big thing.
Is that how generals used to work when you were doing generals back in the day?
When I go in, it's specific.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean by that?
There's an agenda, and I have a show. Like, it's not, I'm not just here to talk. You know what I mean?
It's not general at all.
Like,
actually.
I actually have a really good idea.
Yeah. Specifics.
That, yeah.
They say to Hayes, do you want to come in for a specific?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's cool.
And yeah, my idea was a show about
six friends hanging out.
Six friends, but they're all like Disney characters.
Oh, okay.
Like famous Disney characters.
Yeah.
And so instead, it's like, and it's the main ones too. It's not like
Lilo and Stitch's sister.
Yeah, LeFou.
Nani. It's not like
that. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the sister?
No, LeFou is Gaston's friend.
Yeah, Gaston's friend. Right. No, it's like Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck.
Goofy.
Daisy Duck, Goofy, Pluto. The straight up main.
The main six.
The main six.
Like
ones.
The clubhouse?
Yeah, sort of like a club, but like it isn't a very friends, like adult, at, you know, like it's for our generation grown up, but these characters that we love, they're growing up with us.
Mickey has a job, kind of, you know, like he goes to work.
Kind of,
yeah,
exactly.
Kind of.
You know what I mean? But it's like gig economy stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, what did they say?
They said, this freaking kicks ass.
Yeah, they liked it.
Yeah, they were like, this is awesome.
When,
like,
was this meeting? That's incredible.
When was this meeting?
Yeah, it was
1997.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Okay. So it never came out.
Friends was happening, like, right, sort of at the time.
Well, and so, I feel like that probably would have been the time to sell something like that, if I'm being honest, because I feel like after that, it was like thing after thing after thing where they're like, how do we recreate Friends? How do we recreate Friends? And it feels like that would have been the time for it.
Exactly. And it but it was never with, like, characters that we actually, that are really famous and, like, already make, like, the work is done.
Do you think it's true that the Drake song No New Friends sort of put the kibosh on, like, any type of, like, Friends reboot? Or, like, because we don't really see that kind of show anymore. There are shows where no one's Friends.
I mean, I guess, like, how's that song go?
Like, he's, like, kind of...
And again, it's like the Waisaki thing. Instead of just, like, bringing up, like, here's a song, and be like, how does it go?
See, and this is the type of thing that, like, if Sean was here...
So just say you don't know.
I don't know how it goes, but Sean would back me up and probably say... I think that's what happened.
You think Sean would back you up, all right?
I think Sean would back me up at the very least.
He'd back you up.
Yeah.
Straight in the wall, arm bar. Actually, he'd use his foreleg.
Yeah.
Instead
of
his forearm.
Okay,
because it's like...
He's kind of bored of the arm stuff.
That's stronger. So he would pick up his leg.
He doesn't skip leg day.
Put it under your neck.
Yeah.
And he'd back you up.
Matt, this makes me a little bit worried for you that you'd rather have somebody come in and beat the shit out of you just to have somebody.
You gotta take him where you can get him, I guess. And, you know, it's tough that he's gonna absolutely, wallop my little ass and, just beat me. But at least he understands. He gets Drake, at least.
I want to refocus attention to Vic a little bit.
Thank you.
Vic Michaels, or you don't do Vic Michaels?
Well, I do Michaelis because that's my name.
You changed it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think for Hollywood, the
craft store, we're leaving that. So basically, my understanding is...
Sure.
They said to you, art is cotton balls.
Yeah.
Art is pipe cleaners.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense that that's your understanding. I think for me, like... Michael's mostly is about that little room where they do sort of displays on, like, how to knit a little dog and things like that.
That little room, yeah. And how,
and
like,
little birthday parties and things like that.
They don't show it to everyone, but.
Like, yeah, I think people don't realize
it. The floor will be like, hey,
come back in.
Check out this little room.
Yes. And that is really, I think, at the end of the day, where the money is.
Yeah.
So I think for me, that is what I think of when I think of Michaels, and I don't want to be associated with
that. You got the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, I think it's like one of those things where it's like people don't want to be held down by the sins of their parents.
Right.
And I don't want to be held down by the sins of a corporation that doesn't necessarily hold my values anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you it's new generation, right? It's new generation of improv.
Yeah.
You all are out here. It's just sort of like planting seeds in the ashes of what Matt did, really, because that's soil, that's fertile soil, right? Like, and it's supposed to burn.
Yeah,
it's like the Chaparral. Like,
yeah,
every 7 years, somebody comes, like,
torches it so bad they sort of close the theater,
annihilates
for a
everything
months.
That lives.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was so bad that they decided to close down one of the main hubs, UCB Sunset, which is a big theater in LA.
Yeah.
And they said, we need to start over. We need to sort of clear
Nothing
the mat out of the
grow
air.
Nothing can here.
Yeah. Yes. And so I think, what was your question?
I guess.
I heard it got to New York, too. That
burning it all down.
My act's here.
Mm-hmm.
Shut it down in New York as well.
Your act.
Yeah. My antics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've heard that. I think that rings true.
Yeah.
I guess part of my intention was getting everyone in here to try and bring back some of what was lost, but not all. Like, we're not trying to just, like, restore, like, just go back to the old thing.
No, yeah, we can't.
Like, we have to build something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who better to do that but the OG?
Sure.
The new G.
That's me.
And the guy who
the Oppenheimer
absolutely
of improv,
ruined
yeah.
everything.
The tipping point. Yeah.
Destroyed it.
Yeah, I think that's a really wonderful perspective to have on that. And so I guess my question is, like, moving forward, did you have any ideas of what that's going to look like?
Yeah, I have some really funny ideas, actually.
I'm open to it. I'm sort of locked in at a lot of places. I'm performing, like, 7, 8, 9 times a week. How many nights a week are you performing right now?
Nights. That's so interesting that you think you could only perform at night. I perform every single morning.
Okay.
Because that's when most of the cars are on the road, right?
Right. I mean,
that's when like everyone's going to work, and like that's when people like need a boost, and also that's when they have the most change in their cup holder.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. Because like they're spending it over the course of the day.
They're tossing change out.
Yes.
For the performers out on the road, you know, and it's you got to get in there early if you want to get the good change.
Yes.
Yeah, so, no, that makes sense.
That's true.
So I'm doing improv when they're stopped at the light. And that extends.
It's just so interesting that that's
lunchtime.
And how you're doing
donezo.
Because I had a similar, that was my complete thesis for improv all over the place, was we got to get out there. We got to get there on the roads. We're going to get these pennies. And guess what? They add up.
Yes.
End of the day, we're making like $3 or $4. It's pretty nice. It's not nothing.
Yeah, you know? But not enough to put into a Coinstar.
No, mm-hmm. No,
they don't let you.
It's
too heavy.
The fee.
Mm-hmm.
The fee.
You're walking away with $150
at
that
GameStop
point.
Gift card.
Mm-hmm. Really?
You can, if you convert any Coinstar monies into a gift card, the fee is, I think, a lot less or none.
Oh, that's actually a really good tip.
Yeah, get a gift card.
Okay.
You know, you can go to Panera Bread. You can go to, Aldi or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah. And that was your big partnership for improv all over the place, huh? Was Panera Bread.
Yeah, Panera. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, we had a bit of a complication recently, but...
Yeah.
Well, I heard you pitched doing all those new different kinds of macaroni and cheese.
We did the new Max. We did the new...
See, this... But what was improv about that, I guess, is my question. Or I guess...
I think that was everybody's question. Yeah. I was reading the forums. People didn't really understand.
I think a lot of...
There wasn't really like a flash mob element to it. Just you like pitching new kinds of macaroni and cheese.
And I will say it seemed to be a big tipping point for the company where all of a sudden...
It started
to go pretty downhill from there.
It started to go pretty downhill and... They became less known for their bread and more for some of their other items, but...
Like what?
Oh, you know, a soup.
Okay.
Sure, that's
soup.
One.
They had this... I did have this idea for this crazy lemonade that mm-hmm. they had a hard time with pretty recently, but...
Yeah.
It was pretty good when I tried it, but I got in there in the mac and cheese space, and... You're probably thinking I came in with like a list of ideas or something, right? Not so.
I was making
all that shit up.
And they ate
it up.
Yeah.
They loved it.
Mm-hmm.
They put bacon in the mac and cheese. They put
that was one of your ideas.
Yeah, they had a broccoli cheddar mac and cheese
and
at
they
one
ate
point.
It up.
They ate it up, and I said,
is
"Guys,
that
save
the problem,
some for everybody."
Maybe. Yeah, they ate it up.
Yeah, they got so hungry when I was talking.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Guys, you got to put this out on the floor."
It.
No, they couldn't sell because they ate it all. They ate it all up, and they said it was really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
They liked what I was working with, white cheddar mac.
Kind of sounding like that's actually maybe where one of your talents lies.
Yeah, and like coming up with like crazy foods, that's probably
are we
like,
sure. When you say one of your talents, are we sure?
Are we sure that that's where one
sure?
of the talent lies?
Are we just sure? I mean, one of the talents implies something.
Implies
right?
multiple,
yeah.
Which is like there is at least one other one.
I bet we could find one other one. Do your parents like you?
Yeah, I'm a hit with my parents and others as well. Every
two.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Then Sean would say you're a hit with me too.
Yeah. Then he start slapping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it would be very funny, to be fair.
It'd be funny.
Yeah.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now. But it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness.
Great stuff. Yeah. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. we struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do, what's going on. But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew Neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys. Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are.
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often. When we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your... friends house. So you're going and seeing your
friends. And I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it like there's no like scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just guess I inhaled the cat disease.
Okay.
That like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving. But they do have shaving stuff. German engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
Six or seven. Yeah. Well, actually, six to start, but if I get seven, I'll probably get eight because they're sisters. The other ones. The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. Rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Amber.
So we need, what do we need? Like, we need a new, we do need a new space. Like, you're, I mean, you're doing like 7-8 nights a week. Like, where are you?
I got and once you're a doing month. Sort of
Like where are you like
every morning
shop these days?
So for me, I think I really think about it in terms of and sort of in this new way of stop me if this gets confusing for you at any point. Okay. If you need
that
a break.
Will not. If you will be continuing for the rest of both of our lives.
You're sweating so hard right now. Like you're getting like sweat stains.
That is not from confusion. That's from like my body is able, like, because my brain is, like, so well rested from not being confused, my body is able to run that much harder.
I don't know if this
happens.
It's able
to get exercise. I mean, I'm able to be in here because, the mind is so registering what's happening.
You're doing mental gymnastics.
Quivering every single muscle. Like, that's what I'm able to
do. I don't know if this
on.
Happens in general when people get older, but you're talking so much and, like, none of it is making sense.
So
like, you're on your David Byrne era.
You're not
right
saying
now.
Like any words that like make sense together.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't so it's you're the one that's confused.
Can we get this man a water? Maybe?
You know what I mean? I do not ever have water.
You don't drink water at all?
At all?
No, I don't have it. I don't just not drink it. I don't have it.
So you're like the Dos Equis guy?
I don't have any of that. Yes.
You stay thirsty?
Yes.
You just drink alcohol?
So he doesn't just drink alcohol.
He just doesn't drink anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So finish your story. I'm just like don't worry about me.
Okay, great. Yeah. Well, you know, if you want to interrupt me again, I guess that's fine.
I actually do know. So you get it. So you get it. I do.
Right.
Know.
Okay. So for
this
me,
this plant grew
so much.
Like it's growing over the course of the
thing. Do you
think
it's because of
right?
how humid your body has been? So it's sort of
well,
like...
I think it is like an energy that we can create.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like
is that an Audrey 2? What do we got over there?
An
Audrey 2?
An Audrey tattoo.
Audrey 2. See?
No, her name is Audrey. Her name is Audrey Tattoo. Her name is not Audrey 2.
Okay. No, I think it's happening.
Where sort of his brand is going.
I think so. Yeah, yeah. Audrey Tattoo from Little Store of Scaries. Yeah, yeah.
No, Audrey Tattoo is...
You should write that down, actually.
A Little Store of Scaries?
You, like... So what, like, to dismiss what Audrey Tattoo brought us, like the magic she injected into the world where, like, every little thing we're seeing, like, things that seemed very normal and pedestrian now are, like, little characters.
Well, if you don't mind me sort of using that to loop back into what I'm doing and where I'm performing for improv,
yes,
because
that
I think
was
that
question.
Actually really inspired, that is like sort of the crux of what I'm doing these days uh-huh. in the improv space, as I like to call it. It's sort of like, what is performance, I think is the big question. Yeah. What is a
so
stage?
What are the theaters? Like, what are the actual theaters?
I think the better question is, what is not a theater?
Mm. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. yes, am I performing in a traditional space? Sometimes. Have I auditioned for teams to be on sort of like a more regular, like, traditional
does it have like an address like is there a cross street
absolutely
like, okay what is it
the cross street would be sort of like you know like one road and another road right
okay.
Yes. And then I am sort of in the middle there and it just is ever evolving
middle,
because
you're in the middle of the cross street.
Sometimes
you're in the middle of the intersection
I think for me okay. it is like what is performance
it's very similar to my work but.
Who is
very
but that's,
similar
but that's what
to
I
mine.
Knew I was doing like I knew like that was the entire intention
well, yeah.
I knew I was paving the way for other people that's literally exactly
well here's what I'll
what
say
I
is like your performance has a start
that's what
and
I'll
end.
Say like what you're saying is here's what I'll say basically
I'll say
and then what I'm saying is listen because I'm flipping it in reverse and then it's for me to say right
okay.
because for me it's like there is no you have a start and an end to your performance right
uh-huh.
rush hour to end of rush hour and for yes. me it's like it doesn't stop I
okay.
think that's it it's part of grind culture right
yes.
where it's like you got to keep working you got to take the money where you can get it and if
right.
you are always improvising every single dollar you make in your entire life
mm-hmm.
comes from improv
right
when I'm working at a restaurant that's me improvising.
Right.
And I'm making money improvising. That is my 5 to 6 o'clock show that I'm doing.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. So it does sound like we are going to need a new space.
Because... Yeah, that actually I think would be great.
Okay.
It'd be nice to have sort of like a regular home,
right.
as I want to refer to it.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And UCB, like, I think that model, that brand, is toxic. Paying people straight up did not work.
Yes.
Yeah.
We need to walk that back.
I just think maybe a different hedge fund should get involved, I think. I think it's instead of the one that it currently is, like, let's get one of the big boys in there.
Yeah. How about Oops All Hedge Funds?
Oops All Hedge Fund. Where that's pretty nice.
There's one performer and then 8 hedge funds sort of that take nightly blocks.
Yeah, that's okay. Cool. Get Halliburton on like Thursdays or something, right?
That'd
get,
be
like,
fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. I'm interested. Yeah, that's like, it's an idea.
Right.
Yeah.
It's at least an idea.
Well, we can make the hedge fund sort of compete for spots on nights. Mm. I think would be fun to fund the evening.
Yeah, audition hedge fund. That's interesting. Yeah, sort of turn it on them a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Commercial retail, like retail's doing okay, residential's doing okay. Commercial, like downtown business districts, like this is where I think the opportunity is potentially.
Hmm.
And every one of these like big high rises, like is you know, like no one wants to go to work anymore.
Sure.
Everyone is like WFH still.
Yeah.
Everyone got a dog.
Yeah.
The pandemic.
Yeah. I'm in a meeting right now. Actually, I'm at Trader Joe's.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, how can we take advantage of this opportunity? For fire purposes, every one of these buildings needs a stairwell.
Oh, interesting.
And these stairwells are like pretty like underutilized because like nobody wants to work anymore. Everyone got a dog.
Yeah.
And like the dog, like dogs can go upstairs but not down. So like,
yeah, no, they cannot go down.
And so all these kids, the dog has to come to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like medicine. Like the dog is technically
the
medicine.
The dog is medicine.
Yeah.
Prescribed.
So I wonder, like, we would have to figure out ways to work it into the performance, but finding ways to make stairs like a huge part of what we're doing. And I'm already thinking like Austin Powers. Well, so the thing with Austin Powers, what Austin Powers was missing with sort of a brand of performance that he created was he was like going up and down. That was his thing.
I'm thinking exactly what you're about
to
say.
He would go behind the couch and he would like be going downstairs.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
That is kind of like if you had to really dilute Austin Powers to his base thing, that's his main thing.
And that was 97.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what we were all pulling off of, was Austin Powers being behind the couch.
I'm just going to have to believe you.
And suddenly he's going downstairs.
Sure.
You are going to have to believe me.
Because I don't really have a lot of memories from that time.
Sure.
I was so young.
Yeah. No, you have to believe literally everything that I'm saying.
Believe men. You have to believe men.
Yes.
Yeah, you do keep shouting that at me.
Yes. What if there were actually stairs?
Are you okay?
Is my question. You know what I mean?
If there were stairs under behind the couch.
Well, no. I mean, so like that. Like that's well.
That's not what he was saying.
Well, wait. No.
That is what he's saying, I think.
Wait a second. I think this actually could work. So we put the couch there.
Yeah.
Next to the like the stairwell.
Next to stair.
Have the audience on like a riser on the lower landing, so they're seeing us go up and down stairs behind the couch, but there are actually stairs back
there. So we're talking about creating a full performance space in sort of like a
vertical.
In a vertical situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think that translates really well. I don't know if you're going to know this, so stick with me for a second. A lot of people watch videos on their phones in sort of a vertical landscape right now. And so we're really just translating that from the phone, from the audiovisual medium to a physical medium. That's really interesting.
Yes, and gravity could be a huge factor in a way that it's like very rarely is.
No, gravity.
In a lot of the shows that I'm seeing.
Yeah, gravity could be really big in this space, I think. That's a good idea.
Sure. Can I ask what shows you've been seeing recently?
So I saw a show that was, it was called Outer Space Show.
Okay.
And at this show, like everyone is pretending to be, and it's fake, right? It's it's pretend. It's
of
improvised.
Course. Yeah.
But like,
that's how it should be. You should be going up on stage and just like playing pretend. That's how it's supposed to feel.
And people like, they get someone from the audience to tell like their craziest story, or like even just a normal story of like the most amazing trip that they had to outer space.
So we're getting somebody on stage and they're either telling their craziest story or they're just normal everyday.
Is the question, who's got a story, crazy or normal? Anybody raise their hand?
Yeah, but so that like, but they can make something out of anything. You know what I mean? Like that's how they're talent. So good. Unfortunately, no one had gone to outer space.
Sure, mm-hmm.
And so no one was able to get up and provide.
Yeah.
Like a story. So like
the one day Richard Branson shows up, they're going to be so excited because he's been there before.
But yeah. He's not going to want to talk. Like he's there to like.
He's too shy.
Yes.
He's notoriously shy.
He's really
shy. And he's there to kind of learn how to engage with people, like going to shows, like studying that.
This was actually a big point that I wanted to bring up. I think the biggest obstacle to performing these days is training the audience how to watch the show.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And so I actually think that we need some sort of licensing to allow people to come into the audience, I think is going to be the next sort of step. People are used to like, oh, like 2-minute clips on my phone or whatever. And they're not used to sitting in the audience and watching them. Something.
And what if... So this is interesting. Maybe the problem wasn't just paying performers. Like maybe the audience... needed to be paid as well.
Yes.
Because they're like, if we're trying to train them up, asking them to do work.
They're WFH. They got dogs. It's like they don't understand what it's like to actually like sit in a crowd and like not be like making coffee at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And
that's labor. Like we need them to contribute their labor for this. But
yes.
Like if we want to get something, we have to give something.
I know a lot of people who have said to me out loud, you couldn't pay me to watch improv.
Yes. And it's like, well, what if?
And I'm like, actually, what if there was actually money, though? What if we actually could?
Yeah.
What if it was hourly?
But they just said that you couldn't.
Yeah. But they haven't seen the money. They haven't seen the money.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They haven't seen the money.
What are you doing?
I'm just saying, if we had the money and showed it to them, they might actually take the money and get paid to watch improv.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's a thought. That's
we still,
for sure.
Like, so we have the space, we have a stairwell, it's vertical, there's gravity.
Yes.
It can be like sort of flipping between like the landing and like you go down to a different landing. They're on a riser. I'm just trying to figure out how the audience is going to be able to track what's going on as we're moving up and downstairs, like how they're going to be able to see where they're going to be. Maybe they are, okay. At the very top of the stairwell.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Facing down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're strapped in.
Yeah.
So now they can see the entire proscenium, right?
Yeah, the proscenium.
Like they can see the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a proscenium arch, I think.
Okay. We'll have to get an arch in there.
Yeah.
My biggest concern now is if they throw up.
From, you think they're going to
from the up
so
and down
hard?
Tower Terror style movement?
From, I mean, even just like lying face down, like strapped in.
Sure.
And it might not have anything to do with like, it might just be something else. That's
well,
going.
They might
be really sick.
They could be really sick.
You know? And so they could throw up and that's going to go all down on me, like, you know, like the performers.
Well, and maybe
like,
this is my style. Maybe this is not something that they were doing in your day because there's no cell phones. But like, you know, when a cell phone goes off in the audience or something like that, it's that idea of like, use it. And so for me, I'm like, the throw up is not
use
just somebody
up.
Being sick. It's a gift, actually, that we're getting as performers. Mm-hmm. How do we use that in the art, right?
Okay, so you would want to bring a box or something so you could catch it.
Maybe if that's sort of where the scene is going, you know, maybe I'm moving and then I sort of move the box over and it catches the throw up. And then all of a sudden, oh, there's weight to that box. Is it just physical weight or can I put some emotional weight into that too? You know what I'm saying?
Say something like, oh, this box is so heavy. What happens? So we throw up in this and then everybody sort of like gets, they're in on it too because they know that somebody threw up.
Well, they already saw that. They already knew that.
What happened? So. Somebody threw up in this box, I think.
Right. But is that... So I guess,
so that's I guess what it feels like style.
Of well, all for me, different that, things you could do, that is what happened. Like that is actually what happened. And everyone did already see that.
But then they could laugh at it because they like people like this is the thing that like I think we're all just coming at this from a slightly different angle.
Right.
People like to laugh at stuff that they know. There are so many comedians that just like say stuff and they're like, I know what that is actually. And I'm going to laugh because I know what that is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
They just like don't even have any jokes. They kind of just say stuff.
So right. I think maybe what would be good for you is like narrating audiobooks because then it's like you're physically reading a book and it says that exactly and then you're just repeating it. It sounds like maybe you would think that was the funniest thing in the world.
I mean, I'd like to hear it at the very least, but you know, it's
not literally the opposite of what you would be there to do.
I guess
You are supposed to be saying, everyone else is supposed to be hearing it.
But the doing of it isn't.
So you want someone to record the audiobook.
I'm saying as a fan.
For you to listen
right?
to.
I'm not
and
in
then
the
repeat?
Audience.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Matt has a copy of the book.
Yeah.
He's reading along as somebody is recording the audio for the audiobook.
I'm laughing my ass off.
Okay,
yeah, that's
so
hilarious.
That's sort of what I was thinking you might say.
That's
okay.
So funny.
Now I'm sort of concerned, like.
Do you know what an audiobook is?
Yes.
Okay.
I know what an audio.
I'm just checking.
It's not on vinyl.
No, it's on the reel to reels.
I wanted to check because I would say you look like my grandpa, but that feels really unfair to my grandpa. He's in such good shape.
Your grandpa's hot.
Thank you for saying that.
Hot grandpa. We had so many other grandpas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But most of them were fugly. Like,
yeah.
That was kind of the idea.
Yeah.
Right? Was like,
well, that's where the
fugly.
Comedic, and I don't want to step on you here, but that is where I think for me, when I'm constructing a joke, that is where the comedy comes from, is right? Like, it's like, oh, you know, Cindy's new boyfriend is coming, and then you get like an ugly grandpa who comes in.
Right.
And it's just like, it just is funny.
Yeah.
That just is undeniably funny,
right.
You know?
Somebody's so probably like, grandpa's so ugly, they're saying it out
your
loud.
Your hot grandpa's not funny.
No. He is not funny at all. He is so rich.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. From crafts.
Yeah.
From the little dog.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about that anymore,
okay. Actually.
I sort of feel like I've now come past that and I've created a name for myself,
right.
which is different from Michael's. And I want to build upon that. So if you have any questions about me as a person that are non-craft related, I would love to answer them.
I had a lot. I did ask them already.
Okay.
You're done with all the questions?
All the questions about her, from not the crafts. I have a lot more questions about the craft stuff.
Right.
Okay.
But, yeah. But,
if you need to get them out of your system, I will give you two craft questions, which I will answer with yes or no answers.
Okay. I'm getting stuck, and I do want to address this before we get too far into the planning. So this is in the stairwell. We talked about like what happens if you throw up, you catch in a box, and you say, what happens if someone threw up in this? Now I guess I'm concerned with people fully falling off, like people fully detaching from...
Yeah.
Like...
Oh, falling out.
Well, here's what I'll say. I'm not going to say how I know this, but if you use really strong glue, it sticks better.
Okay.
So, like, if we use straps and we use really strong glue, and I'm not really going to get into how I know that.
They're glued on there?
Yeah, if we, like, use a really strong glue and a really sturdy sort of, like, poster board, that's not going anywhere.
What's attached to the poster board, though?
The person.
Okay, but how do you attach them with more glue? So it's glue, poster board, glue.
You're not listening to me at all. It's glue. It's poster board.
Okay. So far, that is exactly what I said.
Can you
I'm feeling
just
like
listen
Sean
to me for
right
once?
Now. I want to hit.
Yes.
Here, okay, here's what it is. Poster board. Poster board we've got attached to whatever sort of
with
our structural,
glue.
With glue.
Okay.
Then we have the straps, which we are gluing the straps down to the poster board.
And I
board.
Can see why you're getting upset, because this is literally like your family's legacy that like you cannot...
I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah, but you have to. I mean,
I don't have to, actually. Here's what I'm saying. It's like, I'm saying I don't know how I know it. I could know that from some other way.
It's giving glue.
I'm just saying I could know it from another source.
Okay,
and so maybe there's some, like, there's some other way that I would know that. So then we're gluing the straps down, and then we are tying the people with the straps.
Tying the people
with
the
straps. So we're not gluing
the
people to the poster board. That would be insane. We're tying them in with the glued straps. The straps
the glued
are glued
straps,
to the poster board.
And they're tied.
Because then we're not
in.
Having to get new poster board every time we have a new audience come in.
Okay. But what if they felt like the knots are so good?
What if, what if the world ended tomorrow?
Okay. I guess I've just...
You know what I'm saying? It's just like we can't live our lives in fear of stuff like that.
Okay, so they might fall out and we just...
I mean, maybe.
Like,
I don't know.
Like,
what
shit,
if you
shit
leave
happens.
Here today and there's a ticket on your car because somebody moved it so that way they could park in one of the spots here?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it just is.
Somebody moved my car into
the street.
What if? and that's the equivalent of someone fully detaching the like the like the knots untying.
It's the I'm same probability.
We don't know.
Down
we don't know, right?
The center hole of a stairwell.
I feel like
through
we have
the scene.
We have so many problems. And then what if they do fall into the scene? What do? We use it.
We have a we have that box. Yeah,
yeah, you know what I'm
There's
saying?
It's throw like up in it. It's
yeah, kinda, do not want to fall in that box.
We just don't know gross. Is what I'm saying. We have right. no idea to know what would happen with that. And so planning for something that we don't even know is going to happen. I mean, right. like what is acting? What is improv but reacting to right. something that's happening? Right.
What so if instead of, and, yeah, okay. instead of straps, what if it's like human pyramid?
What do you mean?
So like people like, you know, maybe get like 10 people on the bottom and then like 8 people on top of them, pyramid style. Maybe then 6 on top of them. Then four
inside the
them.
Stairwell, I just don't like.
Oh, I forgot about the stairwell part of it. What if they're just kind of sitting on each stair
thing?
But oh,
what?
Sitting
they're
on
sitting
stair.
On each stair. That way, they're not. There's no danger of.
But
them
where walking. Am I gonna go then?
You're all up and down those fuckers. You're just kind of like you're on your Joker shit. You're sort of doing your.
But
little
is that how
dance.
You do? Well, like when you did a show at the UCB Sunset before you basically took a big TNT plunger.
Yeah, that's my style's a little less. There's a little less movement. There's a little less.
So you are less movement. Okay. So where are you going to be?
I'll probably be smack dab center of the stage, maybe a little too far back.
I don't think you're understanding just like the physics of this at all.
Mm-hmm.
And now I sort of feel like, I mean, Vic talk like.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What do you imagine? How you. Do you imagine this is set up?
Well, I'm just like so used to I'm sort of used to just performing in the one space. So it's hard for me to visualize it.
Okay, so
being,
improv all over the place
is just
I don't know
things.
If you were the guy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it was tough because we did kind of do it at the same spot all the time. And people were like, this is actually not all over the place. It's this one place uh-huh. often.
Well, okay. And after the reviews, it feels like people would specifically avoid those places.
Well, and this is the thing. The most common review that we got was, yeah, the improv was all over the place. They were not making any sense at all.
Okay.
They were all in like sort of different scenes, it felt like.
Uh-huh.
Which was, you know.
Who else did it? I mean.
It was me.
I didn't know you got other people.
It was me. It was Wysocki. It was
okay. right.
Distin. It was mm-hmm. you know Montoya. It was all these all the classics.
Sure.
Okay.
All my men.
All the classics are men.
Yeah. All the, but you know, only one white guy. That's we got to give it up. That's not nothing.
Can I ask a question? Because I feel like we've really nailed down the who, and I feel like we've really nailed down the where, but I don't yes. think we've really nailed down like the what. Like, what right. are these sets going to look like? Because I feel like we come from like three very different sort of eras of performance. Yeah. And so my fear is that we come on stage and sort of I'm giving Shakespeare and
right.
you two are doing whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But different. Not the same kind of thing.
Sure.
But different.
Different things.
Different.
But not Shakespeare either. Yeah, I mean, so, well, there's the performance style. There's also, like, how we account for the fact that it, like, for the verticality of it. You know yeah. what I mean?
What are we talking space-wise, do we think? Are we, like...
The stairs.
Sure. Sure, but I'm talking, like, length. Are we thinking, like, it's like a four by four?
A four by four?
Yeah, like, four people wide, four people tall. For the stairwell, like what is the physical dimensions of
for the stairwell?
Like that?
Well, I mean, Matt is pitching that people are sitting on every. I do want to be able to like pack people into this, right?
Of course.
I want to like sell
that
tickets.
Energy is just so
palpable.
You can really feel that.
Yes,
and you
can
use
it.
That. It
right.
propels you into the next sort of.
And
plane.
Then, well, I guess that we are paying them, so maybe we don't want that many people to be there.
Actually. That's a really good idea. The fewer people we can pay, the more money that we're going to
make. That we're making.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
exactly.
if we just maybe audition some really good laughers.
Okay.
I mean, if we're paying people, I feel like maybe we do have a right to sort of audition people to come on in and see what they're
right.
gonna, how they're going to respond.
Yeah, we could do. And we might as well get out of the way. Like, Kevin is going to want to be asked.
Yeah. Kevin, can we hear the laugh real quick?
Well,
we,
let's, yeah. you know, let's give him a second. Because,
okay.
like, it's. So what he'll want to do, he'll show up to the audition and like want to be anonymous. Like he wants to win on merit.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he's going to give a fake name. He's going to give
Bevan
fake.
Bevan Kartelt, yeah.
It's not going to be that.
No?
No, it's going to be something very different.
Okay.
And his height is going to be, like, different as well. Like,
how's he going to account for that? Is he going to be, like, on stilts, or is he going to look smaller?
It's a self-tape.
Okay, it's a self-tape.
Yes.
Which is crazy, because we're only holding in-person auditions. Yes. So that means that his agent's going to have to reach out and be like, hey, let's say, you know, Smevin isn't here today, yeah, like, you know, whatever it is, but whatever it ends up being.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, so we just thought we'd send in a tape anyway, like that sort of a thing?
Yes.
Tough. Okay.
Yes, tough.
Okay, but also, let's just get this out of the way real quick. It's not going to be what I said. It's not going to be what Vic said. Hayes, what's his name going to be?
Well, he's going to do it now. Like, I'm not going to tell you what it is, but I do know. And so it's one of those things where, like, he wants to get it on merit, but he wants to get it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it doesn't, like...
He wants us to be like, oh, my God, you're like the best.
Kevin...
Exactly. Yeah. So it's Pick not energy, so much on merit that necessarily that he doesn't, like, take advantage of the
fact that
he knows
us. Well, where does
that
leave you? Do we have to hire him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to have to hire him.
So in that point... We might as well just have a good attitude about it, is what I'm hearing.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to need, like, basically, by hiring him, we're hiring his dad. We're going to need his dad.
Do you think?
We're going to need his dad, too?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll bet.
For one thing, this is Bartelt Insurance here, like, based on the number of people, I know we're just, like, taking it as it comes, but people are going to be falling. I can already, like, from how
we
designed it.
Okay, so we get his dad on board to sort of...
People are going
to
be falling down the middle hole of the stairs.
Yeah.
They're not going to be falling.
All the way down.
Not a single person is going to fall. And again, if they do fall, that's a gift that we use in the scene.
Okay, but so people...
They either don't fall at all or... It's a gift.
Explain that to the auditors.
I'd happily explain that to the auditors.
They're going to do it, so that's very nice.
So, Kevin, go ahead, if you want to do your tape.
Hi, my name is Peter. I'm 7'1", Virgo, and here's my laugh. Somebody say something funny, please.
What, somebody throw up in this box?
Not you, Matt.
You're the guest. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah. So for me, what is funny? So I think at the end of the day, I'd sort of start by telling a story, and I'd be like, my family immigrated to the United States sort of in the early... Okay.
You're going to be in the show.
Okay.
So you cannot be...
Okay.
You cannot be laughing.
Sorry,
like that.
I'm in my Fallon era.
And there's so much dust. It was such a... dusty laugh.
I did the cinnamon challenge before I got here.
I was gonna say it smells a lot like cinnamon brooms.
yeah. Kind of went ham
and there's
some
sticks. So you said cinnamon challenge, but did you eat cinnamon brooms?
I ate the brooms.
The
too.
Cinnamon challenge is supposed to be
the powder.
It's not supposed to be eating a cinnamon.
I thought it was
broom.
Just eat as much cinnamon stuff as you could.
What other cinnamon stuff did you eat?
Forgive me, Father, for
room.
I have sinned.
Sinned like C-I-N-N.
That's really good. So that's something funny. Do you have something there for yourself?
Can you say that again, Matt?
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
We don't want... Okay. And I know you do that. Like, we don't want people saying, oh, no.
Am I allowed to give a note?
During the show. Yeah.
And just do it a little better, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe something more affirmative.
And real.
Than,
oh, no. I know that's right.
And the name should be like, he's like, it's like Peter Griffin. It's like a funny name.
Yeah.
He thinks that's what's funny about him is
that his name is like Peter Griffin.
Yeah. So maybe let's take it back from the top and just like normal name. You're just a normal guy.
My name is Griffin, 7'2", Acharius. Mac, you say the line.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Yes.
Okay.
The O, I missed the O. So I think it should be like, oh, yeah, like, oh, yes, oh, okay. Yeah. Can we get just like a few
And also
of those?
Just to clarify, is Griff the first name and In the last
in
name?
In is the last name.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Could you maybe do it like at the end of the Entourage song?
Okay.
He hasn't, I just wanted... He hasn't seen Entourage. He doesn't know. Like,
oh, then,
he will agree to whatever you say, but what this is going to be
is not what
is
I want.
Not going to be like the Entourage song.
Okay. Okay.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah.
My name is Lo is 7-3 Gremini. Mac, you say the line, please.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Oh yeah.
It was kind of close.
It was closer than I thought it would be.
Sure. And for a live record of the self-tape, I'm just gonna put this out there. I don't think we needed a new name every time.
What was your favorite?
I think Lois was
probably was my favorite.
If I had to pick one.
Okay.
So I guess you got it.
So congratulations.
What hours do you need me? I don't do mornings.
Okay, well, this is a huge problem.
No, I mean, I think this is mostly a night show. Because in the mornings, some people do go to work.
Yeah, some.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, people are going to be going up and down the stairs at that time. So, we should probably do it at night.
Yeah. Well, do you have any specifics on the books? Or is there going to be, a time when you're available?
Gosh.
Is that mostly what you do these days, specifics?
I mean, but it's the holidays, you know? The holidays are dry.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's MLK.
Yeah.
And then it's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Easter. Easter is bone dry.
You skip Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Are you in love?
I will be skipping that this year.
No. Mm. Why?
Because I'm not in love.
I'm really sorry.
That sucks.
Yeah. It sucks so bad.
Yeah.
I hate not being in love.
Yeah. That sucks. Well,
I get sleepy eyes after 6, so 4 to 5:15 is my sweet spot.
Mm-hmm. He rubs his, and that it's game over because he rubs his eyes.
Yeah, no, I've heard it.
He's got stuff all over him.
Over him. He's always saying, "I want to go memes." Yeah, it's really crazy.
And if I'm being honest, we need to keep that poster board dry.
Okay.
Because as soon as we get a little soggy in the poster board, I mean, it's nobody's gonna fall, but if people were gonna fall, that would be the situation in which I think people are going to start dropping.
It will start to erode and...
Yeah, well, it's you get a piece of paper soggy, anything like that. And obviously this is sturdier than a piece of paper, but, you know.
But not that much dirtier.
Well, you know, it kind of depends.
Okay.
So are we married to the idea that, the input that we're going to get for the shows is a story about when they went to space? Or is that,
No, that was the show I went to. That was a bad show.
Bad idea. Right. Okay.
Yeah. And so I think we go the other way and make it as accessible as possible to people.
Ground
yeah.
story.
The what?
Ground story.
Ground story.
Yeah.
Yes. A story about being on the ground.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. That's because everybody has something.
Right.
Where they've been on the ground before.
Yes.
Except this particular show.
Is on stairs.
So
yeah.
It is hanging down. I mean, they're completely not on the ground in this case. And that will save a thing that I've seen a lot at these shows where people will come up and talk about when they were in the audience at that show.
Okay, yeah.
It's okay, this just happened. There has to be something that you can reach back and talk about that
and
you remember. This can't be the most important.
I've been in situations like that where your instinct as a performer is to sort of get that information and then sort of lightly make fun of them. For being that's not a story.
Yeah.
Do you think everybody's going to like that? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you something. They don't like that at all. They do not like it if you're mean to them a little bit.
Yeah.
The audience?
They can't take it.
Yeah.
Because everybody that loves improv, I'll go ahead and say it, is soft. They're all soft. They're not ready to hear. They don't want to hear the truth back at them.
Sure.
You know what I mean? And it's kind of a tough space to perform, because that's where I feel you can really hold up the mirror to society.
Yeah.
Because you're performing these truths, right? And it's kind of, it's tough because you want to be able to showcase even the, the nitty gritty, not just the.
Well, here's what's so interesting about both of your generations of improv, one the past and one the way, way past. Mm-hmm. It to me is now we don't even do suggestions or anything that. So it's so interesting to hear. For us now, we sort of come up with ideas and we just sort of write them down, pass them out. And so we all sort of are on the same page already and know what we're doing. And I think for me, it just is much more cohesive improv.
So when the audience is talking, you just aren't reacting to them at all?
Well, we've given them what to say. So we go to an audience member.
You wrote it for them to say.
Yes.
You gave them a suggestion. Well, they're getting paid. So,
yeah. Like, so I think, you know, it's like, and we're not getting paid. So it's right. like, we might as well be getting what we want out of it. It's a service. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think for me, I found that that's something. You're welcome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, he said thank you.
Hmm? You sort of had an air of it. Well, I wasn't expecting thank you from you because I assume you served in the war because of drafting.
World War One.
Yeah.
So thank you for your service, actually.
Because of drafting.
Yeah. Trench foot.
That's what I was like, why am I here? And they were like, because of drafting. I did get trench foot, which is my foot got shot off.
Yeah.
So we'll get one more.
Yeah, what if you have an opener that's like more, too mean to the audience? Sorry, so kind of a bad cop, good cop.
Okay, this is not it.
So you have a hypothetical opener, comes in, is really crass, shocks the audience, and then you guys come out and they're like, these are sweeties and nice to us.
Well, you're going to be saying, oh yeah, to the opener. So,
well, I'm kind of doing multiple roles. I'm also
tough.
Director.
You're
writing.
On your clumps, in your clump shit right now?
My clump's back.
Yeah.
I'm doing crafty
I'm seeing
merch.
Sort of a drawer full of wigs that you're pulling out right now. So we're sort of married to that idea?
Yeah, we're absolutely married to it.
And we have to say yes?
We're paying him, so we don't have to pay... You know, the six other people he's going to be as well. That's like saving us money, actually. It's a cost
that
saving
we just pay him.
We just pay him for being the
and
one
we get
guy.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his dad.
And his dad.
And his
which,
dad.
Yeah. Which
and that's like who we actually want.
Yeah. Because the wigs are like, it's going to cause more health.
Okay. Here's what I'm going to say.
Insurance needs.
Yeah. I don't want to say how or why. So please
really
don't ask me. But I have like a little bit of family money.
Okay.
That I could maybe put towards this show.
I have two questions that I cannot ask.
Don't ask. I'm not interested in answering. Okay. And I won't. Unless you have two questions, in which case
I'll
answer
like
yes or no.
We're going to need a tall building. And so like that would be huge. And it would be amazing to not have to.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And then we could maybe hire somebody real.
Because I find that like when Bartelt Insurance shows up, that's when people start getting hurt.
Is that true?
You know what I mean?
We're going to need an escalator. And it is fast.
We're going to need a fast escalator? Is that what he just said?
That's what he said, yeah. I don't...
Well, then we're going to have to... I mean, then we're doing like a demo and a rebuild, and that's going to take so long before we can mount the show.
Yes. Unless we had...
A little bit of family money.
A little bit.
And again, you cannot ask questions unless you want to ask two of them, and they have to be
okay,
yes or no questions.
How much of the money is...
No. One more question.
Is it American or Canadian?
Bye,
okay.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.